You're listening to The Hour of the Time, and I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. I have to start it all over again.
That's fine, honey. Everybody knows you know it because you've said it so many times, so don't be embarrassed. We all make mistakes.
Okay.
So go ahead and start again.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good night, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have bad news tonight, and as usual, this is the only place you're going to hear about it or hear the truth about it. This morning began a 48-hour operation off a master warrant list of arrests across the nation. The Second Continental Army of the Republic has ordered all of its militia units to disperse, to avoid all contact with any law enforcement or military personnel. All units of the Second Continental Army of the Republic are instructed not to fire on anyone under any circumstances whatsoever unless you are fired upon first and cannot find any way to evacuate your men and equipment, then and only then may you act in accordance with Op Plan 26 Alpha to protect your men and equipment. The first arrests, ladies and gentlemen, were made this morning in Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Emmett Warren was arrested. Robert King and Leroy Switzer were arrested. Robert King was released on orders of a federal judge. As soon as he left the Maricopa County Jail, he was rearrested by sheriff's deputies on a year-old warrant, from what we understand is a DUI and contempt of court. Apparently, he did not show up for a court appearance, if the whole thing is legitimate. Dr. Emmett Warren and Leroy Switzer are incommunicado. We cannot find out where they're at. We do know that they're being held in the jail in Phoenix. We also know that every time we try to get people down there to post bond, the bond changes, or it did change. And every time someone came up with the money, the bond changed to a higher amount. And now they will not quote an amount. Arrests were made in Montana of the Freeman, about 30 miles outside of Jordan. There were two arrested who had been sought for outstanding warrants for approximately 2 years, plus an unknown number of sympathizers. And that's all we know about that. Our sources tell us that this is an ongoing operation that will be occurring across the nation. Arrests will be made tonight in the state of California. Now, here's the advice that I'm going to give you. If they come after someone who is a legitimate criminal or someone who has broken the law and they have a legitimate warrant and serve it properly, turn those people over to the officials. If they come after innocent people, our militia units, our militia leaders, our attempt to disarm American citizens, you are to resist at all costs. We do not know the extent that this operation will take. We do not know exactly how many people they are after. We can tell you this, the arrests made so far were on people who were writing liens, or what I should say is filing liens against government officials or government property or the personal property of government officials, taking those liens, depositing them in their bank accounts, and then writing checks against those liens. You see, when they began this process to nullify debt with the legal method of paying in like kind, there was nothing wrong with what these people were doing. But when you take and file a lien, deposit it in a bank account, and write a check, and buy something with that check, you then have not discharged a debt that began as a bookkeeping entry and nobody was hurt. What you are now doing is stealing property. So, we don't know how many of these were actually stealing property or discharging debt. We do know that the process of discharging debt is legal. It is lawful. There's nothing whatsoever wrong with it. But writing checks against debt to obtain someone else's property is theft, fraud, criminal. So, you're going to have to make some tough decisions in the next 36 hours, ladies and gentlemen. We know that some of the targeted organizations are common law court officials and others across the country. the best way to prevent violence is do not force a confrontation. Disperse. Get lost. Disappear. The danger period will extend through the morning of March 27th, 1996. At that point, according to our sources, this operation should be wrapped up, finished. If it is not, it means it's going a lot further and will be a lot more extensive than anybody ever thought in the beginning or knows at this present time. The purpose of this broadcast is not, and I repeat, not to prevent the capture of legitimate lawbreakers. In my estimation, any legitimate lawbreaker should be arrested and subject to the normal judicial process. The purpose of this broadcast is so that if legitimate patriots and militia are targeted, they may disperse and avoid bloodshed, arrest, and maybe the beginning of an all-out war. We do not want that to happen. We want to avoid that at all costs. We want to try until we are absolutely forced with our backs against the wall. We must try to solve all of our problems responsibly as mature men and women under the law. When we are forced and our backs are against the law, and yes, I meant that, against the law. Our backs are against the law. And we are the last protection of that law. And they are coming to take it away from us and to enslave the American people. Then and only then will Americans be justified in fighting for their freedoms. So I hope this broadcast prevents bloodshed anywhere in the country. Do not take anything that I have said out of context. Do not take anything that I have said and twist it around to meet your agenda. If you're receiving static over your radio, don't pretend you heard something that you did not hear, and don't crank up the rumor mill of the Patriot Facts Networks and all these other bullshit communication organizations that foster nothing but rumors, lies, and disinformation. What you've heard tonight is the truth. Now, we're going to warn you that all of these arrests are being made with overwhelming force. I'm talking about numbers in the hundreds, ninja-suited Gestapo Nazi jackbooted thugs. 3 men were arrested in Phoenix this morning who have never been known in their life to ever carry a weapon. Over 200 local, state, and federal Ninja Turtle agents terrified an entire neighborhood. The people who lived in those neighborhoods have now seen what is happening. They didn't believe it before. Some of the typical comments were, I couldn't believe that I was in America. I couldn't believe that I was seeing this happen in my town. I've never seen anything like this before. And they're all terrified. Absolutely terrified. If you see one of these operations going on, get away from it. If you have any reason to suspect whatsoever that you might be a target, get away from it. If you have no reason to believe that you are a target, get a video camera and tape every possible thing that you can tape. get tape recorders, interview every single witness that you can find before they are frightened into forgetting what it was that they saw. Document everything that happens across the nation within the next 36 hours. We're going to go to the phones. I'm going to find out from you what's happening, if anything, in your area. What we know is that these operations, except for the one in Montana, which leaked out for a while today and since has had the squelch put on it, these operations are being kept on the local level under very tight wraps, ladies and gentlemen. For a while today, you heard about the Montana operation on the CNN news, and then you began to hear less and less and less, and now you're hearing almost nothing. So far, what happened in Phoenix this morning has not appeared on any national media whatsoever that we are aware of. The number, ladies and gentlemen, is 520-333-4578. It's 520-333-4578. If something's going on in your area, now is the time to call in and talk about it. If nothing is going on in your area, I would prefer that you do not call in and talk about it. Once again, the number is 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. How are you? Just calling from Ocala, Florida, and we noticed at our courthouse that the federal the vehicles that federal agents normally use were not around today, and our leader down here received a phone call from the FBI basically telling him to be calm, that they weren't after anyone in the Central Florida area. However, and to reassure that the people that they were after were specific individuals that had violated the law, that they were not doing any kind of a sweep or going after any specific groups, that they were going after individuals that they suspected of breaking the law. And that was the call that one of our leaders received directly from an FBI representative. And that's all I have, Bill.
Okay, thank you very much. One thing you have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, is the FBI has proven to be barefaced liars, deceivers, and murderers. If they wanted to go after a group or a militia or militias or patriots, that's exactly what they would do. We hope that they are going after individuals only who have broken the law and they have legal, lawful warrants and they execute them in a nonviolent manner. There will be, and I hope you're listening, feds, there will be no more Wacos in America, ever. Don't even think about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Listen, I'm really mad that you're lying to the public, and I'm going to kick yours and Pooh's ass.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Did you hear me?
I heard you. What are you talking about? I'm not lying to anyone.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. What am I lying about?
Everyone.
What?
You're lying to everyone.
Specifically state, what am I lying about? Tell me.
You're just a big faggot, and I'm going to kick Pooh's ass.
You couldn't kick Pooh's ass in 100 years, and she's only 5 years old. You see what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when these fools come on the air? I gave her airtime. I asked her to tell me exactly what I was lying about. You heard the man from Florida. There are no lies coming out of this broadcast. But there are fools, little socialist twit, airhead idiots out there who would call me and threaten a 5-year-old girl. That's the kind of people we have in this country today. That's the kind of people who are running this government. Lady, if you feel like kicking somebody's ass, come on up here. I won't touch you because I don't do that kind of thing. But I'll tell you what. My 5-year-old daughter is much more than a match for a stupid airhead like you. And if she can't handle you, my wife damn sure can. So anytime you feel froggy, you just jump. Good evening. You're on the air.
You're toast.
Oh, I'm toast. There's another one. That was old Poopy Diapers, ladies and gentlemen. Remember old Poopy Diapers? His name is Kurt Lochner. He's an ADL and FBI informant. He lives on the East Coast. 520-333-4578. If you want to call in and tell us what's going on in your area or what you know about, the line is open. If not, we can do other things. And by the way, little Poopy Diapers, if you think I'm toast and if you got a toaster big enough, you come up here and let's see you make me toast. You guys always want to burn somebody, don't you? Poor little fool socialist. You're going to learn one of these days. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess people are going a little crazy tonight, aren't they? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm calling from Canada.
Sure shook up a bunch of socialists by this broadcast, though, didn't I?
Yeah, well.
Did you hear that lady wants to come up and kick my five-year-old daughter's butt?
Isn't that sickening?
They are sickening. I would really love to see her try it. I'd like to see old Poopy Diapers come up here with his toaster, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill, you're disseminating the truth, and the truth scares people. You know, the truth, Bill, is like a light.
You better believe it.
You know what's scared about a light? Cockroaches are scared of the light, and when you shine the light, the cockroaches run.
That's exactly right.
But I'm calling about a situation in Canada that's kind of getting crazy here with Ernst Zundel. You know who Ernst Zundel is?
Yes, I do.
They want to deport him now.
Why?
Because he has a politically incorrect opinion. He's committed no crimes.
I know that.
He's done nothing illegal. He has an unpopular opinion. And since Sabina Citroen and her thugs can't get him financially, the government of Canada is now going to deport him to Germany to a jail for 10 years.
Well, how can they deport him from Canada to a jail in Germany when he's committed no crime in Germany? In fact, he's committed no crime in Canada.
Yeah, what's happening now is they are trying to assess that he is a threat to national security. So when he applied to be a Canadian citizen, as he's only a landed immigrant, they said no. And then what they said is you must justify why you are not a threat to national security. So he is, as we speak, in front of the Security Intelligence Review Committee, justifying why he should not be deported back to Germany.
In other words, he's guilty until he can prove himself innocent.
At his own expense, exactly.
That's what's beginning to happen in this country, too.
Yeah, so people in America better wake up and listen to what you have to say, because you're not telling lies, you're telling the truth, and you're starting to wake up a lot of people, and it's scaring the socialists. But you're doing a great job, Bill.
Well, the socialists wouldn't be scared if they start telling the truth and living the truth and stop living a lie and telling lies and trying to promote their fantasy utopian enslaved world, which they want to bring about. We're not going to go for it, and we're certainly not going to go for it out here. I can tell you that this is not New York City. That's where the toaster lives.
Well, keep up the good work anyways, and you know what? I bet you Poop can kick some ass no time, no problem at all.
Oh, absolutely. And she's fully checked out and everything that she needs to know.
Well, you're a beacon of light. Keep the light shining, Bill.
Thank you. I shall attempt it.
Yeah, even way up here in Canada, you know, we're listening to you.
Good.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello, Bill. This is Clifton Molly. I'm sorry about the delay. I'm turning the radio down.
Hi, Cliff.
What do you think about Ralph Perot running? He announced he's going to run for the presidency, I believe. Do you think that's a possibility?
I think it's, I think it's a possibility. They've got to split the conservative vote into as many chunks as they can so that the communist Clinton can get reelected.
Well, so you think that this is a scheme just to...
Absolutely. That's what it was last time. You weren't listening to this show last time, were you?
I tried to hear the best I can with shortwave. It's pretty difficult out here.
Well, last time all I did was listen to the Bilderbergers. When they met in Baden-Baden, Germany, they said that Bill Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States. That's why George Bush didn't even run.
Oh, that's why you put up much of a campaign, right?
That's right. And that's why Ross Perot formed his United We Stand. And when Bush didn't even campaign and it looked like Clinton had it sewed up in the bag, all of a sudden Perot said he wasn't going to run. And then when Bush started campaigning a little bit, just as a token so that everybody wouldn't think of that it was thrown, people started getting behind Bush, and Perot came back and fractured the vote again. And Clinton sailed into the White House. He had no mandate. He didn't win by a majority of the people. It's just that the majority of the people's vote was split up. It's going to be that way again this year. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless Clinton is indicted for treason or crimes or there's some miracle, he's already won the election.
There was some mention of Pat Buchanan running on the Howard Phillips campaign ticket or something along those lines, or the Howard Phillips party or something along those lines. Do you think that's possible that Pat Buchanan may run as a third?
No, Pat Buchanan is going to tell his people to get solidly behind Bob Dole and be good Republicans because he's going to tell them he made a deal. Well, it's not ominous. It's just the way it works. They want their new world order, and they're running out of time, and they're going to get it. Unless enough people wake up to stop them, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, I'm glad to talk to you. You and Pooh take care.
Thank you.
You have a nice night.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill. This is John from Houston.
Hi, John.
Sunday, when I was going to church down in Dickinson, Texas, which is, about 35 miles southeast of Houston, after church, a couple of my buddies and I were outside and looking up in the sky, and here comes one of those infamous black helicopters without markings or numbers, and I think it was probably coming from, of course, it was coming from north of where we were, probably from Ellington Air Force Base. And the helicopter happened to have a couple of rocket pods on both sides of it, one on each side, port and starboard, and was heading southeast of Dickinson, and then it went down. It landed a few miles southeast of the heart of that little town of Dickinson, and those guys who are more familiar with that part of the area of the state than I am said, that's landing near this youth detention facility that's under construction. I said, no, that's not a detention facility. I said, that's a political prisoner facility that's being constructed. So they're apparently making some kind of final preparations and checking that thing out, because if that were to be a youth detention facility, there would be no need for any of those black helicopters with rocket pods to be landing there.
Well, that's true, but let's not jump to conclusions. Remember, on this broadcast, we don't jump to conclusions. We go with what we know.
Right, and but anyway, they're still around, and they're flying in and out of Ellington Field, which was formerly Ellington Air Force Base on the far southeast side of Houston.
Well, they're all over the country.
I've seen them when I was living up in Cheyenne, Wyoming, flying in and out of Warren Air Force Base there in Cheyenne.
Yeah. Is there anything going on right now in Texas that you know of?
Nothing that I know of at this time, but again, that's liable to change, and of course, we can't count on any of these local communist rag media to tell us about it if something does happen.
No. No, you can't. Okay, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, Bill.
You too.
I'm blessed.
Dragnet. Their job, to enforce the law and preserve the safety of decent citizens. Decent citizens. Decent citizens. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, our people down in Phoenix that make it possible for you to get your hands on real money. See, if you got your hands on some real money, you wouldn't have to do this stuff to get people arrested. And if you do the stuff that they're arresting people for properly, you wouldn't be getting arrested. You see, we've just received word that Leroy Switzer and Dr. Emmett Warren weren't really arrested. They were just taken in for questioning, is what we've been told. Only Robert King was arrested. That's down in Phoenix. We still cannot locate Leroy Switzer or Dr. Emmett Warren. They were taken to the Maricopa County Jail, and they're being held there. As far as we know, they're still there.
How we can get them out of there. If you'd like to get your hands on some real money, folks, and I highly recommend it, you see, we're running out of time. Very quickly running out of time. This is no joke. If you had access to the internet and you could go to all of these different sites, you would see that the New World Order is a reality. It's not a joke. It's a reality. World government. Security in exchange for freedom. No money whatsoever. Tied to a computer in a system of cashless debt forever. And if you don't have any way to trade outside that system, you're a slave to it. They don't need prisons in a system like that. Because if you do something they don't like, you say something they don't like, if you're politically incorrect, they can zero out your account everywhere in the world except on one square city block. They'll arrange it so that you have to use your credits in order to get water and food and a place to sleep. And if they want to kill you, they'll just zero out your account everywhere, including that block. And no one will come to your aid because they will be afraid that it will happen to them. You think I'm joking? Read it in their own writings. They've made no secret about it whatsoever. It's all over the place. It's everywhere. Read our global governance. Read that book. It's on your bookshelf, local bookstore. Read it. Read the literature put out by the World Federalists Organization. Read the publications of the United Nations. They had a book, The United Nations Role in the New World Order. When we made that public and told people how to get it, guess what? The UN, even though they printed several million copies, have withdrawn it. And they're telling people there are no copies. You can't get one now. Because all of a sudden they realized that they had spilled the beans in that book. I have in my possession a publication of the United States Army War College, which Bobo Gritz attended, outlining the New World Order. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You didn't think they could be doing all this crap without the complicity of the senior officer corps of all four of our military services, did you? They teach this in the War College. You didn't think the FBI and the BATF could get away with all of the illegal and unlawful and unconstitutional murders and confiscations of property throughout the country. If there was some semblance of a constitution left, did you? Well, I hope you weren't that stupid. But if you were, I'll forgive you if you'll get your head screwed on right and stop being a sheeple and become a real people. Call Swiss America Trading. Ask for the newsletter. Tell them you want to get your hands on some real money. You want to protect yourself and your family members against what's coming. There's absolutely nothing holding the stock market up, ladies and gentlemen. It is the phoniest, most unbelievably fabricated thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's sucking more and more people into it so that when it finally falls, it's going to take everybody with it. It's more than too good to be true. It's a fantasy. And remember the magic number, ladies and gentlemen. 6,000 years. So, 1-800-289-2646. Call now. You'll be glad that you did. Tell them you're a listener to the Hour of the Time. And thank them for sponsoring this broadcast. Tell them William Cooper sent you. And you'll get red carpet treatment, I guarantee it. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. You'll be glad that you did.
Just the facts, man.
I wish it was Friday. Good evening. You're on the air.
This is Guy in Sacramento.
Hello, Guy.
Well, good evening, Bill.
What's happening?
Here in Sacramento, things cool. And I would hope that everybody else in the nation has that same thought in mind. Be cool.
That's exactly what this broadcast is all about.
Now, you know about morale, you know about PSYOP, so you might want to mention some of the things about that later on or another show. Well, I want to talk here in Sacramento. Well, the reason I stay cool is because our fellas in the PD and in the Sheriff's Department, if they're not office pencil pushers, and if they're street level or squad level or patrol level, they're on our side. Okay?
Great, that's good.
The thing that concerns me right now, from studying different types of dissident movements, is the government's complete failure in not providing any kind of choice for the dissident in this country.
Well, wait a minute. What are you talking about, dissident? I'm not a dissident. I'm an American.
Well,
they're the dissidents. They're not. They don't like America. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like the supreme law of the land, so they're trying to destroy it. They're the dissidents. They're the insurrectionists. They're the invaders.
So hold on a minute. I'm talking about it from a technical point.
Well, no, we don't allow that. You see, that's how their propaganda gets through and people start believing that stuff.
No, but Bill, what I'm saying is they failed because they have left themselves no choice.
Well, that's exactly what they don't want any choice. They want one world government. They want to do away with us. They want us dead, and that's the truth.
That may be true, but it won't work.
That's what I've been telling you. I agree with that. It won't work.
I agree with that, and you didn't even have to tell me.
Good.
I guess the last thing, again, is what I started with, be cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're...
Have faith in yourself, and mostly in God, everything will be all right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what this broadcast is about, folks. We want you to know what is happening. We want you to know what is happening. We don't want you to go out and risk getting killed for somebody who's broken the law. That's why we've ordered the militia to disperse. That's why the commanding officer has ordered the militia not to fire unless specifically fired upon, and there is no escape. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Bonanza, Oregon. There is some activity here nearby here, about 30 miles south in Tule Lake, California.
Tule Lake, California?
Yes. There's.
They're supposed to be conducting arrests tonight in the state of California.
The incident here is the farmer that's trying to hold back foreclosure, and the FBI has come, and supposedly a militia from Idaho is supposed to come down to help this guy out.
Well, I hope they don't.
3 days ago that I heard this report, so I don't know if it's related to this or not.
I don't know, but I hope no militias go to anybody's aid unless they absolutely see that another Waco situation is developing, and then only to prevent it, not to start any kind of war.
This sounds like the kind of incident you were talking about. In other words, they have a so-called legitimate reason to go after him because he's going against the laws of the land with them.
Well, you never know, see, because they lie about a lot of things. We don't know what this guy's. You don't know anymore. It used to be if the FBI came and they came to arrest somebody, everybody would cooperate because we knew that they were doing the right thing and that they were going after real crooks. But not today. We can't. Our own police officers in our own cities are breaking down doors and confiscating property and killing people for no reason, without warrants. Over in St. John's, they tried to frame Bart because of this silly scumbag turncoat over there.
Yes, I've caught some of the details on your broadcast.
Yeah.
But this man here in Two Lake, he's already a few days back sent the bankers off at gunpoint and said that he wasn't going to give the land over for any reason, and he was going to defend it with his life.
Well, if it's his land and he can really produce some kind of proof that he's paid it off, that's exactly what I would do. But if he hasn't paid it off and he's not making his payments and he can't discharge the debt and he went into debt over his head, which a lot of fools out there are doing so that they can live the good life instead of having to work and save and then get what they've legitimately earned, then that's his fault. It's gonna come down on him if he deserves it.
Well, it seems that way, but yet some of the farmers realize that the banking system has structured debt and the cost of all the commodities.
Hey, they knew that when they borrowed $1 million to buy a $300,000 tractor and a $500,000 combine and all of that stuff that they didn't need. They knew that then. When they could get the money, they didn't think about it. They took the money. Then when they had to pay it back, that's all of a sudden when the bankers got to be bad, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's absolutely correct.
But we'll just keep an eye on what's going on and do the best we can.
That's what we're trying to do. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
520-333-4578. See, folks, I have no sympathy for lawbreakers. None at all. Period. If I break the law, I don't expect somebody to come along and start crying for me. I take my medicine. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Bud from Bozeman. We had an emergency meeting tonight of the local Montana militia. We had two people there representing us that belong or work with their government, Jack Wilson and Casey Emerson. They're two of our representatives that in our...
Now, when you say you're not talking about the militia of Montana. You're not talking about Trockman, are you?
No, this is a local group.
Okay, good for you.
So listen, here's what happened. We encouraged them to go in and call up some people that they had contacts with within the FBI and find out about what's going on over in Jordan. Your information sources are real bad, Bill. What we found out is that Schweitzer and Peterson were taken prisoner today when they went into the town to the post office to pick up a package. And there's some other people that were allowed to come out of their facilities, their farm buildings. But the rest of the people are still in a state of siege. However, the people there, including special forces, have not moved in, and they are not pressing the issue at this moment. That is from my legislator, and he got a hold of the people in the FBI, I'm not sure where, but an information officer. So tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Billings, Schweitzer and Peterson are to be arraigned. After their arraignment, there is going to be an FBI information center established, and they are going to try to tell us what is going on.
Okay, so you're saying Schweitzer and Peterson were arrested in Jordan?
Yes, they went to the post office to pick. They were tricked into going to the post office.
Okay, then we have some law enforcement people playing some real serious games because we have, in fact, as far as I know, we still have somebody now at the Maricopa County Jail in Phoenix, and he's been told that Robert King, Dr. Emmett Warren, and Leroy Switzer were arrested this morning at 10 o'clock in Phoenix. And we know that this is true, that Robert King was positively arrested. We were told that Emmett Warren and Leroy Switzer were taken in for questioning, and they had over 200 local, federal, and state officers who made that arrest. We also know, didn't know the names, but we knew that two people were arrested from the Freeman site outside of Jordan, Montana. We didn't know where they were arrested, but we knew that they were arrested, and that's exactly what I told you. And that there were an unknown number of sympathizers, we were told, were also arrested, and that they were looking for others.
I see. I go along with some of the things that you know. The things that we've gotten from the different militias, different state militias. There's a lot of confusion going on, and of course we're all urging people to be peaceful and not to do anything to disobey any of the laws and work through their representatives to get this thing straightened out.
That's exactly what we're trying to urge people to do through this broadcast.
Yes, I understand that. And,
but we also know that this is a nationwide operation.
Well, I just want to thank you for what you're doing, and I encourage you to, I had a hard time getting in to talk to you. There's too many people calling in that don't have anything to say. I'd like you to encourage people to call in right now and tell you what's going on, because those other people that you've been talking to are just bullshitting with you. This is the time to get serious. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. But they're not bullshitting with me, because the only thing that you've told me so far that differs from what we said is the location of where Peterson and Switzer were arrested, and you didn't even mention Dr. Emmett Warren, whom we know was taken in Phoenix. So a difference of opinion or difference of information on where two people were arrested does not make bullshit information, nor does it make us liars, nor does it make it false. And the sooner you guys get it through your head, most of you deal with 900% bullshit every day anyway. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Derek. What you've been preaching as communism, we call it barracks communism. It's a distorted, twisted version of communism. And I've got a quote for you from Marx. Violence is the midwife of the old society.
Then why did he use it all his life? Why did he promote it? Why do socialists, Marxists, and communists murder people?
Well, this is what we tell to the third world countries, because we feel America's lost its revolutionary spirit.
Oh, you're so full of shit, it's pathetic. Man, that's all we need is some communist calling in. I can't believe it. You're telling me Marx was for peace? Marx was a raving racist. He hated people. Marx would have enslaved the world. In fact, that's what they tried to do. That's what they're trying to do today, and it's probably what you would do. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Goodbye. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, so this is Roger in Montana.
Yes.
I've been listening to...
Turn off your radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been listening to a couple of other programs throughout the day, and I've learned from them that the what's happened, the Army Times have published the eradication of patriots throughout the armed services, and I was wondering if you might know anything about that.
No, I haven't seen anything in the Army Times that would even suggest anything like that.
There's an article, I forgot.
How could the United States Army, that's supposed to be made up of patriots, make that kind of a statement publicly? I could see how they could discuss it amongst the officer corps at the higher levels, but never publicly.
Right, and that's what's confusing to me, too. And I do have a copy of an old issue of the Army Times, but I'll have to fax you a couple of the sheets in there pertaining to some other subjects, but... I've heard on two other programs today that the Army Times, the issue that just came out, the March 25th issue, that there is one of the officers have said that they are trying to infiltrate and find out who in the armed services are true patriots wanting to get rid of the New World Order.
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't seen it. And I can't make any comment unless I know.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate what you're doing. I did meet you in Sedona a number of years ago, and I do got a letter coming out to you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for your show.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Pooh's got her boxing gloves on, folks. She's running up and down the hall. She's ready for old that whatever it was that called. Oh, boy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. I just read a book about the federal prison system. It was written by a gentleman named Jim Cohn, C-O-Y-N-E. He was the...
Coin.
Pardon?
Coin.
Coin. Yeah, he served in a prison camp in Fort Dix, New Jersey, in around 1993, when they were converting that military base over.
Yeah, he wants to use prisoners to help FEMA.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I just heard you talk about that, how they were planning to do that, and I just wanted to...
Well, that's what the communists and socialists always do. Just before they get ready to take over, they let the prisoners out on some excuse or another. And then when everything breaks down, the prisoners go wild and rape and loot and pillage and murder, and it just causes more chaos.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood that statement. He was, in his book, he mentioned how it was transformed from a military installation into a minimum security federal incarceration.
Yes, but he also advocates using prisoners to help FEMA. FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware that he was in favor of that.
Yes.
Okay, well, that this book was just a collection of his letters, so it didn't really get into that.
Yeah.
So he advocates using prisoners along with FEMA?
Yes.
Okay. I just found out something else interesting. I'm an American Red Cross volunteer. I teach CPR. Well, anyway, one day I went down, and it looked like we were invaded. And I said, hey, boys, where are you from? And it was the New York National Guard as well as the New York Volunteer Guard. And I found out that the American Red Cross has an agreement with all of the state's volunteer guard as well as state guards to take over as American Red Cross disaster volunteers, like at the Oklahoma City bombing. Now all of those volunteers are all under United States military control. So when the local American Red Cross are called to a scene of a house fire where they would put somebody up or provide them food or clothing, many of the people there are United States, local guard units or local volunteer guard units. So the American Red Cross Disaster Services has been taken over by the National Guard units and the volunteer guard units.
Yeah, didn't anybody wonder why President Clinton made the director of FEMA a cabinet position now?
I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
520-333-4578 is the number. Now, remember, folks, the purpose of this broadcast is to let you know what's going on. So when you see 200 or 300 or 400 or 500 federal troops going into your neighborhood, you know what's going on. And you don't fly off the handle and do something stupid. And you know that if you have somebody who's broken the law and they have a legitimate warrant, turn the lawbreaker over. If they're coming after patriots, militias, and militia leaders, no. No. Disperse. Get away. Don't be found. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Love your show.
Thank you.
Quick. Is Pat Buchanan a nice Malta?
Absolutely.
So he's a... Stephen Wolf's clothing.
Absolutely.
And I missed your prediction earlier. Did you say that Bill Clinton, you feel, would be getting reelected?
Absolutely. Well, barring some miracle or his getting impeached or indicted on some crime.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I love your show. Is there absolutely anything we can do? It seems like it's hopeless. I'm not a fatalist. Is there anything we can do? Buy gold?
Just get yourself ready. Get your family ready. Be prepared to do whatever you have to do to maintain your freedom and defend the Constitution if and when the time comes.
Very well, sir. Do you have a time frame, 2 years, 4 years? Bill Clinton can get reelected, so then it should be within the next 4 years.
All I can tell you is things are happening now that we didn't think were going to happen for several more years.
Time is not for revolution, then.
No, we're not advocating revolution.
I'm not, but it's just like they're gonna come and imprison us and hurt us as Christians.
Well, that's what they want to do, but they're the ones who are in revolution. If we act, it will be as responsible citizens to uphold the law, protect and defend the Constitution, and restore the government.
Rebellion against their revolution is what I meant.
No. We will be acting legally and lawfully under the laws and under the Constitution to protect and defend the Constitution, the laws of the land, and restore the government. They are in insurrection. We are the lawful citizens.
I do. I truly understand.
Okay. I hope so. You use the wrong rhetoric, you might find yourself on the wrong side of the fence. We're not in revolution. No true American would ever revolt against this wonderful government that gave us all that we have and set people free for the first time in the history of the world.
Rebellion against the tyranny of the United Nations, then?
Rebellion against that, absolutely, yeah. They have no legal stance in this country. Yeah, I'll rebel against them any old day.
Very well. Keep up the good work, though.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. Folks, we're out of time. Remember, if you're in a militia that belongs to the Second Continental Army of the Republic, you're to disperse under Op Plan 26 Alpha. You are to go to your prearranged designations. You are to avoid all contact. You will not fire upon anyone unless you are fired upon, your back is against the wall, and you cannot find any escape route for your men or equipment. Everybody else, you know what's going on. If you're not involved, stay out of it. Do not harbor criminals. Neither should you allow innocent people to be taken. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
All right. I'm African-American, and I do admire your talk show.
Thank you.
And the facts that you have on there.
Thank you.
Well, communism, anything. But what I want to know is just, what is this relation to all, from your perspective of things in your study, because I find you to be a very well-informed person. What is this relation to people of color, blacks, Latinos, Asians?
Well, the big socialist lie is that Marx loved all people. Marx was a racist. He hated blacks, Jews, Slavs, and the common man. He would eliminate them. And if you'll read the dialogues of Marx and Engels, you'll find that out. They've tried to hide that from the peoples of the world. The New World Order will exterminate what it calls useless eaters and any fundamentalists who cannot adopt their new order, such as Christians, Nation of Islam, Orthodox Jews. A lot of people are blaming it on the Jews. The Jews are going to suffer just like everybody else. You're either going to put the chains on your ankles and go along peacefully, or they're going to exterminate you. And if you're one of what they call the useless eaters, you're gone. That means people on welfare. That means a large number of blacks and Hispanics and what they call Native Americans. Did that help you? I said that all in my book 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I copied it at home.
Okay, I got to go. We're out of time.
All
right. Good night, folks. God bless you all. Don't buy into socialism. It's a lie. Socialists suck. Socialism sucks. And the New World Order is the biggest sucker of all.
Everybody's hands are in their pockets. Everybody wants. around the box of chocolates and a long thin rule. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.